Hello, dear listener, and welcome to this Beyond Shakespeare presentation of Gamma Gurton's Needle by Mr. S. Are you sitting comfortably? Well, be careful. There might be a needle sticking in your arse. For this is the story of the chaos that can be unleashed by the loss of something as simple as a needle. We've all felt the frustration of losing something and the excess of consternation that comes with it. So, the plot here is simple. As Gamma Gurton, with many a wide stitch, sat piecing and patching of Hodge her man's breech, by chance or misfortune, as she her gear tossed, in Hodge leather breeches her needle she lost. The needle is where she left it, in a pair of breeches in her house. In approximately 21 minutes' time, her servant Hodge will change into those same breeches, and so the needle will be in danger of pricking his arse for the rest of the play. In case you are worried about the location of the needle, that's where it is. All of which would be worry enough, but for a local vagrant, when Dickon the Bedlam had heard by report that good Gamma Gurton was robbed in this sort, he quietly persuaded with her in that stound, Dame Chat, her dear gossip, this needle had found. Dickon will have these households, Gamma Gurton's and the local innkeeper Dame Chat's, in a frenzy of confusion. Hereof there ensueth so fearful a fray. Master Dr. Rat was sent for, these gossips to stay, because he was curate and esteemed full wise, who found that he sought not by Dickon's device. Master Dr. Rat does get a bit of a raw deal, but he's also a bit of an arse, so... Anyway, they call in the law, Master Bailey, and when all things were tumbled and clean out of fashion, whether it were by fortune or some other constellation, suddenly the needle Hodge found by his pricking, and drew it out of his buttock, where he found it sticking. Relax, dear listener. If you feel tense at any point during this audio presentation, the needle is in Hodge's arse, and will be found. But at the moment... Oh, it's all kicking off in Gamma Gurton's house. Oh, don't know. Oh. All righty then. I think I'd better leave Dickon the Bedlam to describe the chaos inside Gamma Gurton's house for you.
Many a mile have I, Dickon, walked, divers and sundry ways, and many a good man's house have I been at in my days. Yet came my foot never within those door cheeks that ever I saw a soul in such a plight as here within this house appeareth to my sight. Oh, there is howling and scowling, all cast in a dump, with hewling and puling as though they had lost a trump. Sighing and sobbing, they weep and they wail. Oh, I marvel in my mind what the devil they ail. The old trot gammer sits groaning with alas and alas, and Tib the maid wrings her hands and takes on in worse case. Oh, with poor cock there, boy, they be driven in such fits. I fear me the folks be not well in their wits. Ask them what they ail, or who brought them in this stay. They answer not at all, but alack and well away. When I saw it booted not, out at doors I hide me, and caught a slip of bacon when I saw that none spied me, which I intend not far hence, unless my purpose fail, shall serve me for a shoeing horn to draw on 2 pots of ale.
See, such I'm arrayed with dabbling in the dirt. She that set me to ditching, oy, would she have the squirt? Was never poor soul that such a life had? Cog's bones!
This filthy glay has dressed me too bad.
Gog's soul, see how this stuff tears. Like we're better to be a bear ward and set to keep bears. By the mass, here is a gash. A shameful hole indeed. And one stitch tear further, a man may thrust in his heed.
By my father's soul, Hodge, if I should now be sworn, I cannot choose but say thy breach is foul betorn.
Oh.
But the next remedy, in such a case and hap, is to plant on a piece as broad as thy cap.
Gog so, Dickon, 'tis not yet 2 days fully ended since my Dame Girton, I'm sure, these breeches amended.
Hodge, let thy breeches go, and speak and tell me soon what devil aileth Gammer Girton and Tib her mate to frown.
Tush, man, thou'rt deceived. 'Tis their daily look. They cower so o'er the coals, their eyes be bleared with smoke.
Nay, by the mass, I perfectly perceived as I came hither that either Tib and her dame hath been by the years together, or else as great a matter as thou shalt shortly see.
Now I beseech our lord they never better agree.
By Gog's soul, there they sit, as still as stones in the street, as though they had been taken with fairies, or else with some ill sprite.
But canst thou not tell in faith, Dickon, why she frowns, or whereat? Hath no man stolen her ducks or hens, or gelded Jib her cat?
What devil can I tell, man? I could not have one word. They gave no more heed to my talk than thou wouldst to a lord.
Oh, I cannot skill but muse. What marvellous thing it is. Chile in and know myself what matters are amiss.
Then farewell, Hodge, a while, since thou dost inward haste. For I will in to the good wife chats, to feel how the ale doth taste.
Cham aghast by the mass. I wot not what to do. Chan thee bless me well before I go them too.
Cham worse than mad by the mass to be at this stay. Cham chid, cham blamed, and beaten all the hours on the day.
Well, I say, Tib, if thou be Tib, as I trow sure thou be, what devil make ado is this between our dame and thee?
Gog's bread, Hodge, thou had a good turn thou wert not here this while. It had been better for some of us to have been hence a mile. My gammer is so out of course and frantic all at once that Cock, our boy, and I, poor wench, have felt it on our bones.
What is the matter, say on, Tib, whereat she taketh so on?
She is undone. She saith, alas, her joy and life is gone. If she hear not of some comfort, she saith she is but dead. She'll never come within her lips 1 inch of meat, nay bread.
By our lady, I'm not very glad to see her in this dump. Childe, a noble, her stool hath fallen, and she hath broke her rump.
Nay, and that were the worst, we would not greatly care for bursting of her huckle bone or breaking of her chair. But greater is her grief, as Hodge we shall all feel.
Gog's wounds, Tib. My gammer has never lost her kneel.
Her kneel.
Her kneel?
Her kneel. By him that made me, it is true, Hodge, I tell thee.
Gog's sacrament. I would she had lost the art out of her belly. How am I in came this chance, say Tib, unto our dame?
My gammer sat down on her pez and bade me reach thy breeches. And by, a vengeance in it, ere she had take 2 stitches to clap a clout upon thine arse, by chance aside she leers, and Jib our cat in the milk pan she spied over head and ears. Ahor, out thief, she cried aloud, and swept the breeches down. Up went her staff, and out leapt Jib at doors into the town. And since that time was, never wight could set their eyes upon it. Gog's malison, Chav Cock and I, bid 20 times light on it.
And is not then my breeches sewed up tomorrow that I should wear?
No, if faith, Hodge, my breeches lie, for all this never the near.
Now a vengeance light on all the sort that better should have kept it. The cat, the house, and Tib, our maid, that better should have swept it.
Alas, alas.
See where Gamma cometh crawling. Come on in 20 devils' way. Ye have made a fair day's work, have you not, pray you say?
Alas, Hodge, alas. I may well curse and ban this day that ever I saw it with Jib, my cat, and the milk pan. For these and ill luck together, as knoweth Cock, my boy, have stack away my dear needle. and rob me of my joy. My fair, long, straight nail, that was mine only treasure, the first day of my sorrow is, and last end of my pleasure.
Might have kept it when ye had it, but fools will be fools still. Lose that is vast in your hands. Ye need not, but ye will.
Go hoy thee, Tib, and run, thou whore, to the end here of the town.
Yeah.
Didst carry out dust in thy lap. Seek where thou pourest it down, and as thou sawest me raking in the ashes where I mourned, so see in all the heap of dust thou leave no straw unturned.
That child, Gammer, swithe and tight, and soon be here again.
By God's soul, I think you would lose your arse an it were loose. Your nail's lost. It is pity you should lack care and endless sorrow. God's death! How shall my breeches be sewed? Shall I go thus tomorrow?
Hodge, if that I could find my nail by the reed should sew thy breeches, I promise thee with full good double thread and set a patch on either knee should last this month's turn.
Where have you been fidgeting abroad since you your nail lost?
Within the house and at the door, sitting by this same post where I was looking a long hour before. But well away. All was in vain. My nail is never the nail.
Set me a candle. Let me seek and grope wherever it be. Cogsart, ye be foolish, I think. You know it not when you it see.
Come hither, cock. What cock, I say?
Ow, Gammer.
Come down and help to seek here our nail that it were found.
That shall be done and on.
Nay, tarry, Hodge. Till thou hast light, and then we'll seek each
Gammer!
One.
Gammer! Gammer!
Gammer! Tib! How now, Tib? Quick, let's hear what news thou hast brought hither.
Chav tossed and tumbled yonder heap over and over again, and winnowed it through my fingers as men would winnow grain. Not so much as a hen's turd, but in pieces I tear it, or whatsoever clod or clay I found, I did not spare it. Looking within and echo without to find your nail, alas, but all in vain, and without help, your nail is where it was.
Alas, my nail, we shall never meet. The Jew, a Jew for I.
Not so, Gammer. We might it find, if we knew where it lay.
Down, Tib. On thy knees, I say. Down, cock, to the ground.
Look on the ground, Orson. Thinkst thou the nail is here?
To God I make a vow, and so to good Saint Anne. A candle shall they have apiece. Get it where I can. If I may my nail find, in one place or in other.
Oh, by my troth, Gammer, methought your needle here I saw.
Oh.
But when my fingers touched it, I felt it was a straw.
See, Hodge, what's that? May it not be within it?
Break it, fool, with thy hand, and see, and thou canst find it.
Hey, break it you, Hodge, according to your word.
God's size. Fie, it stinks! It is a cat's turd. It were well done to make thee eat it, by the mass.
This matter amendeth not. My nail is still where it was. Let us all in quiet, and come another time when we have more light.
All right, Gammer.
Well done, boy. Dog malt. Well sung and well said.
This beer.
Oh, it warms the soul. Now, wind blow on thy worst and let us drink and swill till that old belly's burst. Which I'm goodly rewarded, am I not, do you think? Chad a goodly dinner for all my sweat and swink. Neither butter, cheese, milk, onions, flesh, nor fish, save this poor piece of barley bread. 'Tis a pleasant, costly dish.
Hail, fellow Hodge, and well to fare with thy meat, if you have any.
but by thy words, as I them smell, thy daintrels be not many.
Daintrels, Dickon? Cock soul, man. Save this piece of dry horse bread, chap bit no bit this livelong day. No crumb come in my head. By Gog's heart, chained so vexed and in my belly penned, should one piece were at the spittle house, another at the castle's end.
Why, Hodge, was there none at home thy dinner for to set?
Oh, Gog's bread, Dickon. I came too late. Was nothing there to get. Jib, a foul fiend might on her light, licked the milk pan so clean. See, Dickon, 'twas not so well washed this 7 year, as I ween. A pestilence light on an ill luck. Chad thought yet for all this of a morsel of bacon behind the door at worst should not miss. But when I saw a slip to cut, as I was wont to do, Gog soul, Dickon, Jib our cat had eat the bacon too.
Oh, thy milk slopped up, thy bacon filched. Oh, that was too bad luck, Hodge.
Nay, there was a fouler fault. My gammer gave me the dodge. My gammer, which I'm ashamed to say, by God, served me not well.
Ooh, how so, Hodge?
Well, she not gone, trowest now, though, and lost her eel.
Her eel, Hodge?
Huh?
Who fished of late?
What?
That was a dainty dish.
Tush, tush. Her eel, man. 'Tis neither flesh nor fish. A little thing with an hole in the end, as bright as any silver. Small, long, sharp at the point, and straight as any pillar.
I know not what a devil thou meanest.
What?
Thou bring'st me more in doubt.
Knowest not with what Tom Taylor's man sits broaching through a clout? A nail. My gammer's nail is gone.
Her nail?
Yeah.
Hodge, oh, now I smell thee.
Ah, right.
Oh, that was a chance alone.
Yeah.
By the mass, thou hast a shameful loss. And it were but for thy breeches.
Oh, Gog so, man. Should give a crown, shed it but 3 stitches.
Do thou but then by my advice, and I will fetch it without doubt.
Shall run, shall ride, shall dig, shall delve, shall toil, shall trudge, shall see, shall hold, shall draw, shall pull, shall pinch, shall kneel on my bare knee, shall be thy bondman, Dickon. I swear by sun and moon, and cannot somewhat to stop this gap, which am utterly undone.
Why, shalt swear to be no blab, Hodge?
Child, Dickon.
Then go to. Lay thine hand here. Say after me, as thou shalt hear me do.
Yeah.
Hast no book?
Oh, cha no book, I.
Then needs must force us both.
Oh.
Upon my breech to lay thine hand, and there to take thine oath.
I, Hodge Breechless, swear to Dickon Richless, by the cross that I shall kiss to keep his counsel close.
Now, Hodge, see thou take heed, and do as I thee bid, for so I judge it meet, this needle again to win. There is no shift therein, but conjure up a spreet.
What? The great devil, Dickon, I say?
Oh, yea, in good faith, that is the way. Fet with some pretty charm.
Soft, Dickon, be not too hasty yet. By the mass, for I begin to sweat. I'm afraid of some harm.
Come hither then, and stir thee not. Oh. 1 inch out of this circle plait, but stand as I thee teach.
And shall I be here safe from their claws?
The master devil, with his long paws, here to thee cannot reach. Now will I settle me to this gear. Domine Padre Filius et Sanctus.
Well, canst not tarry a little thought till I make a courtesy of water?
What devil, man, art afraid of no?
Gog side sticking, me think I hear him.
The matter is no worse than I told it.
By the mass, I'm able no longer to hold it. So bad, I must bewray thee all.
Oh, what devil be thy nastring bursting?
Oh,
will I sell a while, but stay, the devil, I smell him, will we hear anon?
Hold him fast, Dickon, cham gone, shall not be at that fray.
Foy, shitting knave, and out upon thee, above all other lout, foy on thee. Is not here a cleanly prank? Soft, let me alone. I will take the charge this matter further to enlarge within a time short.
Dame Chat, I say, where be ye within?
Who have we there make it such a din?
Here is a good fellow, make it no great danger.
Oh, what Dickon? Come near, ye be no stranger.
Ooh.
Now, Dickon, say your will.
Nay, soft a little yet. I would not tell it my sister, the matter is so great. Here is Gammer Gurton, your neighbour, a sad and heavy wight. Her goodly fair red cock at home was stole this last night.
Grog's soul! Urcock with the yellow legs that nightly crowed so just.
That cock is stolen.
What? Was he fed out of the hen's roost?
I cannot tell where the devil he was kept under key or lock, but Tib the maid hath tickled in Gamma's ear that you should steal the cock.
Have I? Strong whore by bread and salt.
What soft I say, be still. Say not one word for all this gear.
By the mass that I will. I will have the young whore by the head and the old throat by the throat.
Not one word, Dame Chat. I say not one word for my coat.
Shall such a beggar's brawl as that, thinkest thou, make me a thief? The pox light on her horde sides, a pestilence and mischief. Come out, thou hungry, needy bitch! Oh, that my nails be short!
Gogs, bread woman, hold your peace. This gear will else pass sport. I would not for £100 this matter should be known that I am author of this tale, or have abroad it blown.
Would you suffer yourself, Dickon, such a sort to revile you, with slanderous words to blot your name and so to defile
no,
you?
No, good wife Chat, I would be loath such jabs should blot my name, but yet ye must so order all that Dickon bear no blame.
Go to, then. What is your rede? Say on your mind, ye shall me rule herein.
It is £20 to a goose turd. My Gamma will not tarry, but hitherward she comes as fast as her legs can carry to brawl with you about her cock. For well I heard Tib say the cock was roasted in your house to breakfast yesterday.
Oh, gracious God, my heart, it bursts!
Well, rule yourself a space. And Gamma Gurton, when she cometh anon into this place, then to the queen let's see. Tell her your mind and spare not, so shall Dickon blameless be. And then go to, I care not.
Lenore, beware her throat, I can abide no longer. In faith, old witch, it shall be seen which of us two be stronger. And Dickon, but at your request I would not stay 1 hour.
Well, keep it in till she be here, and then out let it pour. In the meantime, get you in, and make no words of this.
Come, quickly, away.
You see, masters, the one end tapped of this my short device. Now must we broach t'other two, before the smoke arise.
Yea, Gog's soul. Art alive yet? What, Dickon, dare I come?
A man is well hight to trust to thee. I will say nothing but mum. But, an ye come any nearer, I pray ye see all be sweet.
Tush, man, is Gammer's Neil found? That should gladly weep.
She may thank thee it is not found. For if thou had kept thy standing, the devil he would have fit it out. Even Hodge at thy commanding.
Cog's heart! And could he tell nothing where the nail might be found?
Ye foolish dolt! Ye were to seek ere we had got our ground.
But, Dickon, did not the devil cry, ho, ho, ho?
If thou hadst tarried where thou stoodest, thou would have said so.
Dost swear of a book, churred him roar, straight after I was gone. But tell me, Dickon, what said the knave? Let me hear it anon.
The horse on talk to me, I know not well of what, but this I well perceived. Before I would him rid, between Chat and the rat and the cat, the needle is hid.
Well, canst not learn tonight, man? Cease not what is here.
'Tis not possible to make it sooner appear.
Alas, Dickon, then t'have no shift. But lest I tarry too long, will I meet a Sim Glover's shop, there to seek for thong,
therewith this breech to thatch and tie, as I may.
Tomorrow, Hardy, if we chance to meet, shall see what I will say.
Farewell, Diggin.
Now this gear must forward go, for here my gammer cometh.
Who is that? What, Dickon? Oh, jam lost man. Fie, fie.
Oh, marry, fie on them that be worthy. But what should be your trouble?
Alas, the more I think on it, my sorrow it waxeth double. My goodly tossing spurrier's Neil ch'have lost.
Oh, if this be all, good gammer, I warrant you all is safe.
Why, know you any tidings which way my Neil is gone?
Yea, that I do, doubtless, as ye shall hear anon. I see a thing this matter toucheth within these 20 hours, even at this gate before my face by a neighbour of yours. She stooped me down, and up she took a needle or a pin. I durst be sworn it was even yours by all my mother's kin.
It was my Neil, Dickon. Here, even by this post I sat, what time as I upstart, and so my Neil I lost. Who was it, Leif, son? Speak, I pray thee, and quickly tell me that.
Oh, a subtle queen as any in this town. Your neighbour here, Dame Chat.
Dame Chat, Dickon, let me be gone. Child, thither in post haste.
Take my counsel yet ere ye go, for fear ye walk in waste.
It is a murry and crafty drab and froward to be pleased.
And ye take not a better way, your needle yet ye lose it.
Gog's bread! And thinks that callet thus to keep my Neil me from.
Slip not your gear, I counsel you, but of this take good heed. Let not be known I told you of it, how well soever ye speed.
Choil in, Dickon, a clean apron to take, and set before me. And I may my Neil once see, shall sure remember thee.
Here will the sport begin. If these two once may meet, their cheer, thus lay money, will prove scarcely sweet. My gammer sure intends to be upon her bones, with staves or with clubs, or else with cobblestones. Dame Chat, on the other side, if she be far behind, I am right far deceived she is given to it of kind. Into the town will I, my friends to visit there, and hither straight again to see the end of this gear.
Here is a thong indeed, by the mass. Though I speak it, Tom Tankard's great bold kirtle, I think, could not break it. And when he spied my knee to be so straight and hard, has lent me here his knoll to set the jib forward. It should make shift good enough, and chat a candle's end, the chief hole in my breech with these two chile amend.
Now, Hodge, mayst now be glad, cha news to tell thee. I know who has my Neil. I trust soon shall it see.
Why, knowest well where didst lease it?
I know who found it and took it up. Shalt see ere it be long. Oh,
God's mother dear, if that be true. Farewell both Noll and Thong. But who is it, Gammer? Say on, should fain hear it disclosed.
That false vixen. That same Dame Chat.
Nay.
That counts herself so honest.
Who told you so?
That same did Dick on the Bedlam.
Wow.
It saw it done.
Dickon? Well, it is a vengeable knave, Gammer. Tis a bonable whoreson. Ike saw him of late call up a great black devil. Oh, the knave cried, ho, ho. He roared and he thundered. And he'd been here, which I'm sure you'd merrily have wondered.
Was thou not afraid, Hodge, to see him in this place?
No, and should come to me, should have laid him on the face. Should have promised him.
But Hodge, had he no horns to push?
As long as your two arms. The devil, when Dickon bade him, I heard him wondrous well, said plainly, here before us, that Dame Chat had your Neil.
Then let us go, and ask her wherefore she minds to keep it. Seeing we know so much, 'twere a madness now to slip it.
Go to her, Gammer. See you not where she stands in her doors? Bid her give you the Neil. 'Tis none of hers but yours.
Dame Chat, should pray thee fair, let me have that is mine. So not these 20 years take one fork that is thine. Therefore give me mine own, and let me live beside thee.
Why art thou crept from home hither to mine own door to chide me? Hence, doting drab, avaunt, or I shall set thee further. Intends thou, and this knave, me in my own house to murder?
Hush! Gape not so on me, woman. Mine own goods I will have, and ask thee no by leave. What, woman? Poor folks must have right, though the thing you agree.
Give thee thy right, and hang thee up with all thy beggar's brood. What? Wilt thou make me a thief, and say I stole thy good?
Charles, say nothing, I warrant thee, but that I can prove it well. Thou fet my good even from my door. Sham able this to tell.
Did I, old witch, steal aught was thine? How should that thing be known?
I cannot tell, but up thou tookest it as though it had been thine own.
Marry, fie on thee, thou old jib, with all my very heart.
Nay, fie on thee, thou ramp, thou rig, with all that take thy part.
A vengeance on those lips that layeth such things to my charge.
A vengeance on those callous hips whose conscience is so large.
Come out, hog,
and let me have right.
Thou arrant witch!
Thou bawdy bitch, I'll make thee curse this night.
A bag and a wallet!
A cart for a callet!
Why, weenest thou thus to prevail? I hold thee a groat. I shall patch thy coat.
Thou wert as good kiss my tail, thou slut, thou cut, thou rakes, thou jakes, will not shame make thee hide thee.
Thou scald, thou bald, thou rotten, thou glutton, I will no longer chide thee, but I will teach thee to keep home.
Wilt thou, drunken beast?
Take it by the head! Don't worry, you this beast! Smite, I say, Gammer! Fight, I say, Gammer! I tell you, Rabbi your nails! Claw her by the jaws! Pull me out, both her eyes! God's bones, Gammer! Hold up your head!
I trow, Drab! I shall dress thee! Tarry, Hodge, thou knave! I hold thee a groat! I shall make these hands bless thee.
Now wear thy throat, Losel. Thou'll pay for all.
Well said, Gammer, by my soul. Poiser, souser, bouncer, trouncer. Pull her throat off.
Comes behind me, thou weathered witch. Take thee this to make up thy mouth till time thou come by more.
Up, Gammer! Stand on your feet! Faith with Cheddar by the face, the cracker, callet crowned!
Hodge! Hodge, where was thy help when the vixen had me down?
By the mass, Gammer! But for my staff, Chat had gone nigh to spill you! I think the harlot had not cared, and Chat not come to kill you! But shall we lose our Neil thus?
No, Hodge. I were loath to do so. We have a parson, Hodge, thou knows. A man esteemed wise, Master Dr. Rat.
Hey.
Shall for him send, and let me hear his advice. He will her shrive for all this gear, and give her penance straight. We's have our Neil. Else Dame Chat comes ne'er within heaven gate.
And here, Gammer, Dickon's devil, as I remember well, of Cat and Chat and Dr. Rat. A felonious tale did tell. Told you £40. That is the way your Neil to get again.
Shall have him straight. Call out the boy. Please make him take the pain.
What? Cock, I say. Come out.
Oh, now, Hodge. Oh, just Gammer. Is yet the weather clear?
Gosh.
What would you have me to do?
Come hither, Cock, and on. Hence, swithe to Dr. Rat, hie thee, that thou were gone, and pray him come speak with me.
Shalt see that shall be here anon, else let me have on the dock.
Oh, a man would better 20 times be a band dog and bark than here among such a sort be parish priest or clerk, where he shall never be at rest one pissing while a day. But he must trudge about the town this way, then that way. Here a drab, there a thief, his shoes to tear and rent. and that which is worst of all at every knave's commandment. I not sit the space to drink two pots of ale, but Gamma Gurton's sorry boy was straightway at me tail. And she was sick, and I must come, to do I won't not what. If once her fingers end but ache, trudge, call for Dr. Rat. I warrant you, the matter whereabout I come is not worth a half penny worth of ale. Yet must I talk so sage and smooth as though I were a glosier. Ere the year come to an end, I shall be sure the loser.
Fie!
Ah, what work ye, Gamma Gurton? No, here is your friend, Dr. Rat.
Ah, good master doctor. I troubled you. What well that?
What is the matter?
Oh, alas. Alas, I lost my good Neil. My Neil, I say. And what ye want? A drab came by and spied it. And when I asked her for the same, the filth flatly denied it.
What was she that?
A dame. Dame God. Chat. I warrant you, she began to scold and brawl.
What would ye have me do? Tell me that I were gone. I will do the best that I can to set your butt at one. Oh, yeah. But be ye sure Dame Chat hath this your needle found?
Here comes the man, Dickon, that see her take it up off the ground.
Gammer, Dr. Rat.
Ask him yourself, Master Rat, if ye believe not me, and help me to my needle. Oh, for God's sake and Saint Charity.
Come near, Dickon. Let us hear what thou can express. Wilt thou be sworn thou seest Dame Chat this woman's needle, have?
Nay, by Saint Bennet, will I not? Then might ye think me rave.
Why didst thou not tell me so even here? Canst thou for shame deny it?
I marry Gamma, but I said I would not abide by it.
Will ye say a thing and not stick to it to try it?
Stick to it, quoth you, Master Rat? Marry, sir, I defy it.
Then we be never the nearer for all that you can tell.
Yes, marry, sir, if ye will do by mine advice and counsel. If Mother Chat see all us here, she'll know how the matter goes. Therefore I read ye three, go hence, and within keep close. And I will enter Dame Chat's house, and so the matter use, that ere ye could go twice to church, I warrant you hear news. She shall look well about her, but I durst lay a pledge, ye shall of Gamma's needle have shortly better knowledge.
Now, gentle Dickon, do so, and good sir, let us trudge.
By the mass, I may not tarry so long to be your judge.
'Tis but a little while, man. What takes so much pain? If I hear no news of it, I will come sooner again.
Then let us hie inward. And Dickon, speed thy business.
Now, sirs, do you know more, but keep my counsel just, and Dr. Rat shall thus catch some good, I trust.
But Mother Chat, my gossip, talk first with all I must.
For she must be chief captain to lay the rat in the dust.
I'm gonna shut up now if y'all wanna go.
Good even, Dame Chat. In faith and well met in this place.
Good even, my friend Dickon. Whither walk you this pace?
By my truth, even to you to learn how the world goeth.
Heard ye no more of the other matter? Say me now. By your troth?
Oh, yes, Dickon. Ere, the old whore and Hodge, that great knave. But in faith, I would thou had seen. Oh, Lord, I dress them brave. She bare me two or three souses behind in the nape of the neck, till I made her old weazen to answer again, kek, kek. And Hodge, that dirty dastard that at her elbow stands,
If one pair of legs had not been worth two pair of hands, he had had his beard shaven, if my nails would have served. And not without a cause, for the knave it well deserved.
Oh, Lord, there is the thing that Hardy's so offended that makes him start and fling.
Why, makes the knave any moilin', as ye have seen or heard?
Even now I saw him last like a madman he fared, and swore by heaven and hell he would a wreak his sorrow, and leave you never a hen alive by 8 o'clock tomorrow. Therefore, mark what I say, and my word see that ye trust. Your hens be as good as dead if you leave them on the roost.
The knave dare as well go hang himself as go upon my ground.
Have you not about your house, behind your furnace or lead, a hole where a crafty knave may creep in for need?
Yes, by the mass. A hole broke down even within these 2 days.
Hodge, he intends this same night to slip in thereaways.
Oh, Christ, that I were sure of it. In faith, he should have his mead.
Watch well, for the knave will be there as sure as is your creed. I would spend myself a shilling to have him swinged well.
I am as glad as a woman can be of this thing to hear tell. By Gog's bones, when he cometh, now that I know the matter, he shall sure at the first skip to leap in scalding water, with a worse turn besides. When he will, let him come.
Now lack I but my doctor to play his part again. And lo, where he cometh towards, peradventure to his pain.
What good news, Dickon? Fella, is mother chat at home?
She is, sir, and she is not.
The thing that they winced for, hast thou brought it to pass?
I have done that I have done. Be it worse, be it better. Oh, and Dame Chat at her wit's end, I have almost set her.
Boy, hast thou spied the needle? Quickly, I pray thee tell.
I have spied it in faith, sir. I handled myself so well, and yet the crafty queen had almost take my trump. But ere all came to an end, I set her in a dump.
How so, I pray thee, Dickon?
Marry, sir, will ye hear?
She was clapped down on the backside by Cock's mother dear, and there she sat sewing a halter or a band, with no other thing but Gammer's needle in her hand. And there I saw the needle, even with these 2 eyes. Whoever sees the contrary, I will swear he lies.
Oh, Dickon, that I was not there then in thy stead.
Well, if ye will be ordered and do by my read, I will bring you to a place, as the house stands, where ye shall take the drab with the needle in her hands.
For God's sake, do so, Dickon, and I'll gauge my gown to give thee a full pot of the best ale in the town.
Follow me but a little, and mark what I will say. Lay down your gown beside you. Go to, come, on your way. See ye not what is here?
A hole wherein ye may creep into the house and suddenly unawares among them leap. There shall ye find the bitchfocked and the needle together. Do as I bid you, man. Come on your ways hither.
Art thou sure, Dickon? The swill tub stands not here about.
I was within myself, man. Even now, there is no doubt.
Go softly, make no noise. Give me your foot, Sir John. Here will I wait upon you till you come out anon.
Help! Help! Help, Dickon! Help, alas, I shall be slain.
If they give you not the needle, tell them that ye will hang them.
Ow!
Gog's bread, I am afraid they will beat out his brain. Oh, time to go.
Oh, Woeworth, yeah, that I came here. Am I worth him that wrought this gear? A sort of drabs and queens have me blessed. Was ever creature half so evil dressed? Master Bailey, I trow. And he be worth his ears, will snaff all these murderers and all that with them bears. I will surely neither bite nor sup till I fetch him hither. This matter to take up. God.
Dr. Rat.
Yeah,
I can perceive none other. I speak it from my heart, but either ye are all in the fault, or else in the greatest part.
If it be counted his fault besides all his griefs, when a poor man is spoiled and beaten among thieves, then I confess my fault herein at this season. But I hope you will not judge so much against reason.
And methinks, by your own tale, of all that ye name, if any played the feath, you were the very same.
No!
If that a feath at your window to enter should begin, would you hold forth your hand and help to pull him in? Or would you keep him out? I pray you answer me.
Marry, keep him out, and a good cause why. But I am no thief, sir, but an honest, learned clerk.
Yea, but who knoweth that when he meets you in the dark? I am sure your learning shines not out at your nose.
Ah, that's
me not... Methinks you may be glad that your luck was no worse.
Well, will you be so good, sir, as talk with Dame Chat, and know what she intended? I ask no more but that.
Let her be called. But lo, here Dame Chat cometh. Dame Chat, Master Doctor upon you here complaineth, laying to your charge how you thought him to murder.
That I would have murdered him. Fie on him, wretch.
What?
I will swear on all the books that opens and shuts, he feigneth this tale out of his own guts.
Yeah, but...
For this 7 weeks with me, I am sure he sat not down. Nay, ye have other minions in the other end of the town.
What?
Where ye were liker to catch such a blow than anywhere else, as far as I know.
Belike then, Master Doctor, your stripe there ye not
got.
Think
you I am so mad that where I was beat, I wot not? Will you believe this queen before she hath tried it? It's not the first deed she hath done and afterwards denied it.
What, man, will you say I broke your eed?
How canst thou prove the contrary?
Nay, how provest thou that I did the deed?
Too plainly, by St. Mary. This proof, I trow, may serve, though I no word spoke. Look at this.
Because thy head is broken, was it I that it broke? I saw thee, Rat, I tell thee, not once within this fortnight.
Answer me to this, Master Rat. When caught you this harm of yours?
A while ago, sir, God he knoweth, within less than these 2 hours.
Dame Chat, was there none with you, confess it, faith, about that season? Let it be what it will, 'tis neither felony nor treason.
Yes, by my faith, Master Bailey, there was a knave not far who caught one good Philip on the brow with a doorbar.
Of course.
And well was he worthy, as it seemed to me. But what is that to this man, since this was not he?
Who was it then? Let's hear.
Alas, sir, ask you that? Is it not made plain enough by the old mouth of Dame Chat? The time agreeth. My head is broken. Her tongue cannot lie. Only upon a bare nay, she saith it was not I.
No, Mary, was it not indeed. Ye shall hear by this one thing. This afternoon, a friend of mine, for goodwill, gave me warning, and bade me well look to my roost and all my capons' pens. For if I took not better heed, a knave would have my hens.
Yet tellest thou not who it was.
Who? It was that crafty Cullion Hodge, my Gammer Girton's man.
Call me the knave hither. He shall sure kiss the stocks.
What?
I shall teach him a lesson for filching hens or cocks.
I marvel, Master Bailey, so bleared be your eyes. An egg is not so full of meat as she is full of lies. When she hath played this prank, to excuse all this gear, she layeth a fault on such a one as I know was not there.
Was he not there? Look on his pate. That shall be his witness.
I would my head were half so whole. I would seek no redress.
Oh, God bless ye, Gammagher.
God yield ye, master mine.
Thou hast a knave within thy house, Hodge, a servant of thine. They tell me that busy knave is such a filching one that hen, pig, goose, or capon thy neighbour can have none.
My God! Sham much a move to hear any such report. Hodge was not wont, I trow, to have him in that sort.
A thievisher knave is not on live, more filching nor more false.
No.
Many a truer man than he has hanged up by the halls. And thou, his dame of all his theft, thou art the sole receiver. For Hodge to catch and thou to keep, I never knew none better.
Sir, reverence of your masterdom, and you were out a door. Should be so bold for all her brags to call her arrant whore.
Gamma!
And I knew Hodge as bad as tau. I wish me endless sorrow, and should not take the pains to hang him up before tomorrow.
What have I stolen from thee or thine, thou ill-favoured old trot?
A great deal more, by God's blessed, than chever by thee got, that thou knowest well. I need not say it.
Stop there, I say, and tell me here, I pray you, how chance Hodge is not here.
That's him.
No, now where Hodge is.
Master Bailey, sir.
Come on, fellow. It is told me thy neighbour's hens thou takest, and hey? Plays the two-legged fox.
What?
Their chickens and their capons too, and now and then what? Their cocks.
Oh, I defy them all that dare it say. Cham as true as the best.
Wert not thou take within this hour in Dame Chat's hen's nest?
Take there? No, master. Should not do it for a house full of gold.
Thou, or the devil in thy coat, swear this I dare be bold.
Swear me no swearing, queen, the devil he give thee sorrow. All is not worth a gnat, thou canst swear till tomorrow. Where is the harm he hath? Show it by God's bread. Ye beat him with a witness, but the stripes light on my head.
Beat me? Dog's blessed body, should first I trow a burst thee.
Thou shitten knave, I trow, thou knowest the full weight of my fist. I am foully deceived, unless thy head and my doorbar kiss.
Hold thy chat, thou criest so loud, can no man else be heard?
Well, knave, an I had thee alone, I would surely wrap thy costard.
Hodge, answer me to this. Is thy head whole or broken?
Yea, hey? Master Bailey. Bless be every good token.
Is my head whole? I warrant you. 'Tis neither scurvy nor scald. What, Dame Chat, you foul beast? Dost think 'tis either piled or bald?
Come nearer here.
Yes, that I dare.
Mm.
Right. There's my head. See? My head.
By our lady, there is no harm. Hodge's head is whole enough. For all Dame Chat's charm.
By God's blessed. However the thing he cloaks or smoulders, I know the blows he bear away either with head or shoulders. Camest thou not, knave, within this hour, creeping into my pens, and there was caught within my house, groping among my hens?
Plague both on thy hens and thee. Give my gammer again her washicle thou stole away in thy lap.
Yea, Master Bailey, there is a thing you know not on my hap. This drab, she keeps away my good. The devil, he might her snare. I pray you that I might have a right action on her.
Have I thy goods, old filth, or any such old sows? I am as true, I would thou knew, as the skin between thy brows.
Many a truer hath been hanged, though you escape the danger.
Thou shalt answer, by God's pity, for this thy foul slander.
Why, what can you charge her withal? To say so, ye do not well.
Marry, a vengeance to her heart. That whore has stolen my needle.
Thy needle, old witch? How so? It were alms thy skull to knock. So didst thou say the other day that I had stolen thy cock and roasted him to my breakfast, which shall not be forgotten. The devil pull out thy lying tongue and teeth that be so rotten.
Give me my needle. As for my cock, should be very loath. That should hear tell he should hang on thy false faith and truth.
Keep you content a while.
See that your tongues ye hold. Methinks you should remember this is no place to scold. How knowest thou, Gammagurton, Dame Chat thy needle had?
To name you, sir, the party should not be very glad.
Yea, but we must needs hear it, and therefore say it boldly.
Dickon, master, the bedlam, sham very sure ye know him.
Dickon? A false knave, by God's pity! Ye were but a fool to trow him. I durst adventure well, the price of my best cap, that when the end is known, all will turn to a jape. Told he not you that beside she stole your cock that tide?
No, master, no indeed, for then he should have lied. My cock is, I thank Christ, safe and well afine.
Yea, but that rugged colt, that whore, that tib of thine, said plainly thy cock was stolen and in my house was eaten. But he that heard it told me, who thou of late didst name, Dickon, whom all men knows it was the very same.
This is the case. You lost your needle about the doors, and she answers again, she has no cock of yours. I ween the end will prove this brawl did first arise upon no other ground but only Dickon's lies.
The tale I told before, the self-same tale it was his. He told me Odge would come, and in he came indeed. But, as the matter chanced, with greater haste than speed.
By God's mother! There will need be a couple of subtle foxes. Between you and Odge, I'd bear away the boxes. Did not Dickon appoint the place where they should stand to meet him?
Yes, by the mass. And, if he came, bade me not stick to spite him.
God's sacrament! The villain knave hath dressed us round about. He is the cause of all this brawl, that dirty shitten lout. When Gammagurton here complained and made a rueful moan, I heard him swear that you had gotten her needle that was gone. And this to Troy, he further said he was full loath. Howbeit, he was content with smaller due to bring me where to see it. Where he sat, Dickon said, full certain, if I would follow his rede into your house a privy way, he would me guide and lead. And whilst I sought a quietness, creeping upon my knees, I found the way to your door bar for my reward and fees.
Was not well blessed, Gammer, to escape that scour. And Chad been there, then Chad been dressed belike as ill, by the mass, as gaffer vicar.
Fie on the villain, fie! Fie that makes us thus agree.
Fie on him, knave, with all my heart. Now fie and fie again.
Now fie on him, may I best say, whom he hath almost slain.
Dickon.
Lo, where he cometh at hand, belike he was not far.
Ah, Dickon.
Fie.
Dickon, here be two or three thy company cannot spare.
God bless you, and you may be blessed so many all at once.
Oh, come, knave, it were a good deed to geld thee by cock's bones. Seest not thy handiwork? Sir Rat, can ye forbear it?
A vengeance on those hands light, for my hands came not near him. The whore son priest hath lift the pot in some of these old wives' chairs.
Oh, yes. That is Edward not certain, belike, to come down the stairs.
Nay, soft, thou mayest not play the knave and have this language too. If thou thy tongue bridle a while, the better mayest thou do. Confess the truth, as I shall ask, and cease a while to fable. And for thy fault, I promise thee, thy handling shall be reasonable. Hast thou, Dickon, not made a lie or two to set these two by the ears?
What if I have? 500 such have I seen within these 7 years. I am sorry for nothing else but that I see not the sport which was between them when they met, as they themselves report.
In the king's name, Master Bailey, I charge you, set him fast.
What? Fast at cards or fast on sleep? It is the thing I did last.
Nay, fast in fetters, false varlet, according to thy deeds.
Master Doctor, there is no remedy. I must entreat you needs, some other kind of punishment.
Nay, by all hallows, his punishment, if I may judge, shall be naught else but the gallows.
That were too sore a spiritual man to be so extreme.
Is he worthy any better, sir? How do you judge and deem?
I grant him worthy punishment, but in no wise so great.
It is a shame. I tell you plain, for such false knaves entreat. He has almost undone us all. That is as true as steel. And yet, for all this great ado, shall never the near my near.
Canst thou not say anything to that, Dickon? With least or most?
Yea, marry, sir, thus much I can say well. The needle is lost.
My needle.
Nay, canst not thou tell which way that needle may be found?
Oh, no, by my face, sir, though I might have 100 pounds.
Thou liar, Lictish, didst not say the needle would be gotten?
No, Hodge. By the same token, you were that time be shit.
Oh.
For fear of hobgoblin.
Oh.
You what were what I mean? As long as it is since, I fear me yet, ye be scarce clean.
Well, Master Rad, you must both learn and teach us to forgive.
Since Dickon hath confession made and is so clean shrieved,
if ye to me consent to amend this heavy chance, I will enjoin him here some open kind of penance.
Say yea, Master Vicar, and he shall sure confess to be your debtor, and all we that be here present will love you much the better.
My part is the worst, but since you all hereon agree, go even to Master Bailey. Let it be so for me.
How sayest thou, Dickon? Art content this shall on me depend?
Go to, Master Bailey. Say on your mind. I know ye are my friend.
Then mark ye well. To recompense this thy former action, because thou hast offended all, to make them satisfaction, before their faces, here kneel down. And as I shall thee teach, for thou shalt take an oath of Hodge's leather breech.
Come on, fellow Dickon, shall be even with thee now.
Thou wilt not stick to do this, Dickon, I trow.
No, by my father's skin, my hand down I lay it. Look, as I have promised, I will not deny it. But, Hodge, take good heed now. Thou do not be shit me.
Cogsart, thou false villain! Dost thou bite me?
Who? What, Hodge? Doth Dickon hurt thee, ever he be begin?
He thrust me into the buttock with a bodkin or a pin. I say! Gammer!
How now, Hodge? How now?
Chabot! By the mass, Gammer!
Not my kneel, Hodge!
Your kneel, Gammer! Your kneel!
No! Fie! Dost but dodge!
You found your kneel, Gammer! Here in my hand be it!
For all the loves on earth, Hodge, let me see it!
Soft, Gammer!
Good, Hodge!
Soft, I say, tarry a while! Go near the light, Gammer! 'Tis well, in faith, good luck! Was almost undone. It was so far in my buttock.
Tis mine own dear nail, Hodge. Secretly, I what?
Shall I not a good son, Gammer? Shall I not?
Oh, Christ's blessing light on thee has made me forever.
I knew that I must find it, else should I had it never.
By my troth, Gossip Girton, I am even as glad as though I, mine own self, as good a turn had.
And I, by my conscience, to see it so come forth, rejoice so much at it, as 3 needles be worth.
I'm no whit sorry to see you so rejoice.
Nor I much the gladder for all this noise.
yet say Gramercy, Dickon.
Gramercy, Dickon, 20 times. Oh, how glad, Cham, if that should do so much your masterdom to come hither. Master Rat, good wife Chat, and Dickon together. Oh, if ever ye love me, let us go in and drink.
I am content if the rest think as I think.
But now, my good masters, since we must be gone and leave you behind us here all alone, since at our last ending thus merry we be, for Gammer Gurton's needle's sake, let us have a plaudity.
In Gammer Gurton's Needle by Mr. S. Dickon was played by Hayden McCabe. Hodge by Geir Madland. Tib by Gillian Horgan. Gammer Gurton by Sarah Golding. Cock by Simon Nader. Dame Chat by Pamela Flanagan. Dr. Rat by Rob Meissen. And Master Bailey by Andy Barrett. Technical presentation and opening narration by Robert Crichton. Background and spoilers about this play and production can be found on the podcast feed. This audio presentation of Gammer Gurton's Needle was chosen and supported by our patrons. These plays can only happen thanks to their support, so do consider becoming one today. You get to vote for the plays we do next, and because you get to hear the work first, even get to give us feedback as to how we make it. So if you can, go and pledge something at patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Oh, and the needle was in Hodge's breeches all along? In case you weren't sure.